Right now, they're trending towards a team no one wants to watch at the end of the year.
That's for sure.
No one wants to play.
Teams for sure do want to play them
right
now.
Yeah, they're very much licking their chops wanting to play the
Jaguars
Patriots right
coach
now.
Saved his job playing against the Patriots 2 weeks ago.
It's true.
Still employed because of the Patriots.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. I think from listening to Mayo there, I think it's pretty clear if Drake May is cleared from the concussion protocol, and he's in stage three. He didn't say it directly there, but reading between the lines on the update from Jerod Mayo, he's in stage three of the concussion protocol. He's going to be out there for 30 minutes today throwing the football, limited participant, but he will be doing football-only exercises stage three. There are five stages in concussion protocol. I'd still say it's unlikely he plays, but listening to Mayo, it's pretty clear.
There are people a lot smarter than me.
No way!
No, not you.
No!
No.
Don't beat yourself up like that. I can't think of any.
Then the guy who has to correct himself every other time he speaks?
All the time.
But I think it's pretty clear listening to him. If May clears concussion protocol, he's going to be out there this weekend.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that the right move? And we'll open it up on the phone line, 617-779-7937. Where are the don't break Drake people? Because I imagine they have a problem with that. You don't want to be reckless.
Well, they didn't want to play him anyway, so I'm sure they want to still sit him.
That's a good point. But like, you don't want to be reckless with your franchise quarterback. I get that. You don't want to unnecessarily put him in harm's way. I think if the league says he's cleared, I'd play him. I'd have no problem with that. But I am curious to hear from the people on that because I think it's pretty clear. If he's cleared, he's going to play.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He's obviously claims to have confidence in Jacoby Brissett and kind of points out how he went in there
last week.
He covers
all his bases.
Yeah, he's got it all covered. But also, real quick, because there's been so much Mayo v. Belichick and the discussion has lasted ever since they made that switch. This is kind of what I was talking about when I was saying, I'll take a coach who talks. Why not? The secret stuff, like, it's not that secretive. This is the example.
Yeah.
Some of the other things, and Mayo does himself a disservice when he says one thing and then the next day changes it. But this is the perfect example. If this happened under Bill Belichick, he wouldn't have mentioned Drake May at all.
No,
somebody would have asked him.
He'd joke about, I think our practice report comes out later today. You'll see it there.
100%. You know, like he would have snorted into the mic and be like, hey, I'll make sure you get a copy. Yeah. And then he would have laughed on the inside and been like, I really smoked them.
Yeah.
And then like Ian Rappaport would tweet out like Drake May was like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But Mayo does that.
With the injury report today.
Yeah, Stacey, what time's the injury report today? 4:00, you'll get it then. That's what he would have done.
Like, which makes no sense. I'm only talking about this. I'm not talking about who's a better coach. I'm just talking about this part of it where everyone's like,
Mayo's a better coach than Belichick.
You gotta just clear that up.
Yeah.
No, but like this is one where that wasn't a big advantage for Bill to do that. It really wasn't. There's no harm in doing this. We still don't even know if he's going to play. The Titans don't know if he's going to play. Nobody knows if he's going to play.
We just know he's in stage three.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
And you just sort of get in front of it. Otherwise, it would have been the first four questions. So you just sort of answer it this way, and then you kind of move on about the press conference. So that specifically, I think, is a better – I prefer this than what it was for 20 years in that aspect. But, yeah, it's Wednesday, you know, the third level of that to clear the protocol out of five. So can he – but I would imagine if he's not – close to a full participant by Friday, then I don't think he's playing.
I don't think he's playing. Like, if you're knowing that he's in stage three, which is probably further along than I would have guessed, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I don't know where you typically start on a Wednesday when you're in concussion protocol. And a quarterback, and I think we need to keep mentioning this, a quarterback is very different than a receiver or a D-tackle or someone like that. There's way more on their plate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, in terms of game preparation and just, you know, mentally what's on their plate, what's asked of them, there's way more there. So it's not like every other position. There's a reason fewer quarterbacks clear concussion protocol than other positions in a week. And even by and large, most players, you suffer a concussion on a Sunday, most of the time you miss the following week, regardless of position. So I don't care that he's in stage three. That's promising. If I had to guess, he's not going to play. But I'll tell you, if he clears protocol, I would play him.
Like, yeah, I would
too. There's no reason to keep playing Jacoby Brissett. I'm fearful they will because they won last week, and if they win again against Tennessee, maybe they go, hey,
yeah,
we got a rousing win, according to Josina Anderson, over the Jets. They're looking to add the trade deadline. Maybe they really think they're onto something, or they think they need to win X amount of games to save jobs or turn the heat down or whatever, and they lean in on Brissett. I'm fearful of that. But I wouldn't do that. The second May is cleared, he's back out there. He's my quarterback.
I want to play him as much as I can. Now, I guess flip side would be, and I don't know if you think this is hypocritical, if it was a different type of injury, I might say, all right, give it time. If it's sort of like a pain tolerance thing or it's like his hamstring's feeling better, like good enough to play. It's like, well, good enough to play. Like, it's already a season where the wins and losses don't really matter. It's about his development, and part of that development is him being able to be on the field. Like, the worst thing in the world would be you put him out there and then he re-aggravates that injury, or, you know, suffers another injury, you know, like Kevin Durant years ago. It's like, right. Oh, that hurts. And oh, now the Achilles is gone.
Right.
Like, that's different. The concussion protocol, like, to Mayo's point about, like, let the doctors figure that out. If he's cleared, he's cleared. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these players have had concussions and had them in high school and college probably. And when they're cleared, they can come back and play, and you go from there. So I also would play him with this. I'd be more cautious if it was something else, though, to the point where you're like, all right, I don't want to get the guy. He doesn't have to go with, like, tape it up and get out there because you're a football player. It's like, well, this is also a rebuilding year, and he's the most valuable piece on the whole franchise.
So is there an element of saving him from himself? And, you know, we saw it in the first game against Houston, gets absolutely blown up on a sack, falls on his throwing shoulder. His non-throwing shoulder, rather. Landed on the player landed on his throwing shoulder. He landed on the turf on his non-throwing shoulder. And you have him showing up with maybe an MRI, maybe not, but showing up on the injury report the following week with a knee injury. And now you have a concussion. Is there an element to what Mayo said on Monday on the Greg Hill show? He's got to take better care of himself, and saving him from himself. Is that a factor anywhere in their thought process this week against Tennessee? It sounds like to me with Jerod Mayo, I would have thought maybe before listening to him today, but it sounds like they'll roll him right back out.
Yeah, I don't think so. It shouldn't be. He hasn't played recklessly, right? Like the biggest hit that he took.
I thought the Houston game was a little reckless, but it was his first start.
I think
the last 2 weeks he hasn't been reckless at all. I didn't even get what Mayo was talking about.
But I also think the biggest hit that he took, I wouldn't really put on him. Like, oh, why didn't you, like, that's sort of football. Whereas like this last game,
The one where he got the strip sack?
Yeah, no, yes. You put that on him?
A little. I mean, a little bit.
You have to be
aware of a pass rush. I mean, that's part of playing quarterback.
I guess. I just feel like the other ones, he seems to have done everything kind of by the book. You know, the best way to both utilize your legs, but do it in a way in which you're not going to get killed and take a bunch of hits. Nobody's going to be able to take a bunch of hits, you know, even if you're built like a running back. That's why those guys end so, their careers are so short. So I think he did a pretty good job. And I also think that's something that he's going to gain by playing. Like, the more he does it, the more he's going to be able to take care of himself.
So right now he's in stage 3 of concussion protocol. Stage 4 would be club-based non-contact drills.
Which I feel like during the week is probably pretty close to all of it.
That's what I would think.
Most of it's non-contact, right?
How much
right?
are they strapping on the pads and hitting each other?
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a big difference between 4 and 5, at least during the week. I guess what you're cleared for is one thing, but like I don't think you're getting smacked around.
5 is full football activity / clearance by an independent doctor. So he's not fully cleared by an independent doctor. He's not taking contact. He's not even to non-contact. He's doing football-specific exercises like throwing a football for 30 minutes today. Again, my guess is he doesn't play. The don't break Drake people, I imagine you don't want him out there. And maybe some of you are on Mayo's side of the street where he doesn't know how to protect himself. He needs to be better at protecting himself. So you can jump in on all of that. I do hope for the Patriots' sake he's out there this weekend because there's a reason they're not favored. There's a reason they're 3-point dogs in Nashville. And I think it's because Vegas knows it's probably going to be Brissett this weekend, and if Mayo wants to pay off on the 5 wins, I'd feel a lot better beating Tennessee with Drake May out there.
Well, think about how you felt about the games that Drake May was starting and like going into those weeks and then seeing some of the flashes. Now, it wasn't the most consistent thing in the world, and obviously you wanted more points, but it was still a way more entertaining style of play. The offensive line, I don't think it's a coincidence, played a lot better the last couple of weeks than they did prior to that. And you can say, well, they've had all these different alignments. True, but they also had David Andrews early in the season. Like, the names that are out there shouldn't necessarily be like, yeah, they're locked in.
No.
Like, no, I think Drake May helps a lot of that. Maybe Van Pelt's gotten a little bit more comfortable on with what he can call and what he can't call. Like, I'll give him credit for that.
I think he's a little bit better. I think he just hurts you less, Van Pelt, when you have a quarterback who can freelance like May.
Right.
You know, Brissett can't do much outside of structure. May can, and that makes Van Pelt look a little better.
The Drake May touchdown run, which led to the Van Pelt-Mayo awkward handshake and whatever thing they did, doesn't happen with Brissett.
No, the Tyquan Thornton play down the field doesn't happen either, where he's rolling out and killing. Like, I mean, Thornton doesn't make the catch.
No.
But, like, that's not how they drew it up. That's May making a play. or nearly making a play if his receiver could catch.
Thorne's like, I wasn't ready for that. That wasn't the play call.
I've been used to Jacoby Brissett all year. I didn't even know he could throw it this far.
I'm just running off my corner over here. That's what I do.
617-779-7937. How concerned should we be about Drake May and the Patriots if May can't get out there this week? Does he need to do better at protecting himself? And would you play him if he's cleared independently by an independent doctor? If he's cleared, would you play him? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the trade deadline. Mayo also talked about that today. Burt Breer had an update. Josina Anderson has the Patriots buying after a rousing, quote-unquote, win over the New York Jets. Should the Patriots add? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.